अच्छा Welcome everyone to the Borough of Roseville Council meeting for Tuesday, July 5th, 2022. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 12, 2022, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roseville Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was also published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yeah.
Mr. Esikoff? Absent. Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
She's here. She's on mute, though, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't see her box now.
We're looking at her.
Oh, there she is.
Connie, you're on mute.
You're on mute.
No, can I unmute?
How's
her?
That?
Oh, there you go.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so I did roll call, so you're up. Ms. Hertzstrom.
Here.
Mr. Mocker.
Here.
Mr. Trammell.
Here.
Mayor Malkin.
Here.
Okay.
I just wanted to say a little bit about yesterday's July 4th celebration. It was the first one in 3 years. We haven't had one since 2019. It was very well attended. I would say at its peak, there were about 130 people. It was really spectacular. Many, many, many longtime residents came, and then a lot of people who've moved away from Roosevelt came back. So it was just full of like real Roosevelt people, along with a pretty healthy sprinkling of new residents. We had, again, thanks to H&H Gas, which is just wonderful to us every year. They delivered two large grills and a refrigerator and the propane. But also, I kind of forgot to put on the flyers that anyone who would like to bring a dish is welcome to. But as it is, so many people brought food. They brought regular food, they brought dessert, and it was just wonderful. It went till much later than it usually does, than it has been in the last few years. People stayed till fairly late. But I, as usual, or as is the way that things have been going in the country lately and in Roosevelt as everywhere else, there was a dearth of volunteers. We really did not have enough volunteers to help with setup, breakdown, cleanup, just general chores that need to be done. So I really wanted to make note of the people who did help, who went really out of their way to contribute to making the picnic a success. So Tom Curry, I really want to thank him. He did all of the grilling, and he did a good job. Everything was delicious. Eric Volley and Larissa Bondi helped a great deal with setup and breakdown and in general. Also, I'm not sure. There's three daughters, but the LeCompte daughters, one of them ran the snow cone machine, and I think they were also running around helping out as much as they could. And finally, I really want to thank Eric Schubiger. He's our recreation director, but I don't think he gets enough credit or recognition for how hard he works for Roosevelt. He's now been here 20 years. He's given up every 4th of July for 20 years to come here and spend the day in Roosevelt, making sure that the picnic runs smoothly. He buys the food, he picks it up, he stores it, he does everything. He delegates, you know, when someone is there to help him. And this was the first year that none of his sons came because they're too grown up now to go with their dad on July 4th. But Eric is largely responsible for the picnic being such a success. So I just wanted to give a shout out to those people who really stepped up and helped us when we needed it. All right. So, okay, let's note that at 7:11 p.m., Councilman Esikoff has joined the meeting.
Thank you. You had to do that, right?
Sorry, Kathleen made me. I wouldn't have blew, but Kathleen made me.
Got to point it out, put it in the record.
Kathleen?
Yes?
You know what you said, don't wait for me.
Okay, we're going to go. I'm hoping to move this meeting along kind of quickly for personal reasons, but we're going to go right to public comment. I'm going to open the floor for public comment on agenda items only at 7:12 p.m. Is there anyone from the public? Remember, if we call on you, to state your name and address. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak or ask any questions about agenda items? Mary?
Oh, yeah. Mary Cullis, 21 Lake Drive. I just had a couple questions about, there was a very long ordinance on the flood damage prevention, or it was modifying, I think, what we already have. And I didn't read everything, but I was kind of skimming through. And some things seemed kind of unusual to me, and others I sort of had a question about.
Well, this comes directly from the state. We're adopting the state.
Well, it mentions that Roosevelt has a map of the flood areas. Let's see. FEMA has identified special flood hazard areas within Roosevelt. And I think there's a map about that. So I think that would be very important for the Environmental Commission and maybe other people to see as well. And I think it said it's at the Borough Hall someplace, but could that be published, made available to people?
I don't see why not. You don't have the Environmental Commission did not receive a copy?
Well, not to my knowledge.
It's not part of the ordinance, I don't think. But it's in our map box, I believe. And it does have 50-year floodplain kind of delineations and that kind of thing on it.
Yeah. It's in what map box?
At Borough Hall.
Okay, so
still there.
Just come in, Mary, and ask Anna during the day, and she'll provide you with one.
But we should do a we should post it somewhere so people could look at it.
So I'm sorry to interrupt, guys, but the map is also available through the FEMA website. So these are federal flood maps that have been it's like the Army Corps. So you can go on the website. You can see when we entered the program. You can see the latest map revisions. It's on FEMA.gov. You can navigate to the GIS system. We also have it, of course, at Borough Hall, as the ordinance says. The most recent revision, I believe, is 2009 for Roosevelt. There's not many flood areas in Roosevelt that affect actual improved property in general at all. But it is online, and I know that we have it. Carmilla left it at Borough Hall as part of this ordinance.
Okay, and also,
I'm looking at it with Kathleen, and it's kind of dark, but, you know, you're welcome to look at it.
Okay. And
does it in Roosevelt specifically in this ordinance, Mary?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does. It says, FEMA has identified special flood hazard areas within Roosevelt.
What section is that?
That's page 8. Page 8.
Okay, well, Mary has the floor, so let's continue.
Okay.
And then also, it just says when there are agricultural usages, new construction and things like that, that should be evaluated by the floodplain administrator, which is the zoning officer, it said. So, you know, any consideration of new impervious coverage and things like that on agricultural lands. Just make sure that, because this ordinance says it should be the case, that that gets reviewed so that it's, you know, okay.
Yeah, we follow every rule of the ordinances.
And then also, I was wondering, why is the budget cap being exceeded, just basically?
I can respond to that if you want. We do that every year. You're allowed to exceed it by 2.5%. That's the state law. However, you can exceed it another 1% to 3.5. And that's just in case there's something unexpected that comes up, a big, big expenditure. It allows, it gives you a little bit of headroom in the budget. So we always, just as a matter of fact, approve it just in case, but I don't think we've ever used it.
Oh, okay. It's not a particular line item that increased by some amount. It's to have.
You don't need to worry. Everything's pretty
good. In case you need it.
Emergency expenditures, basically.
Yeah.
Ourselves.
In an emergency, it gives us wiggle room.
Wiggle room, right. It's a wiggle room thing.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Anyone else in the public? All right. I'm going to close the public portion at 7:17 p.m. Come to correspondence. We have a letter from the State of New Jersey Department of Transportation, dated June 16, 2022, informing the borough that the sidewalk improvements to South Rochdale Avenue project was not selected for the state routes, I'm sorry, Safe Routes to School program. So lately, we have been having a lot of luck with getting our grants there. But I think they're, from what I understand, Greg may correct me, but I think they're mostly going to bigger towns. And the second letter of correspondence, or not letter, is a resolution from the Monmouth County Board of County Commissioners supporting Assembly Concurrent Resolution Number 31, increasing the property tax deduction for veterans to $1,000 and base future deductions on annual consumer price index increases. So that's just some correspondence without regarding that resolution for explaining what it is.
And if the council wants to adopt the same, they could let me know.
I would move to adopt that second one.
I'm sorry, Lou, what did you say?
I said I would move to adopt the second one, the resolution, the Monmouth County resolution.
Well, do you want some time to think about this, or would you want to try to do this tonight?
I could have it on the next meeting.
All right.
That would be nice.
All right, we'll have it on the next meeting.
So is that the consensus of the council?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so put that on the 7/18/22 agenda for adoption. Okay. Thank you.
We don't have minutes this week. We'll have them for the next meeting. Oh, Michael. So maybe you're with your granddaughter. We weren't going to see you tonight. Okay, we come to our ordinances. There's a public hearing and second reading of Ordinance 2022-06. An ordinance replacing Chapter 14, Flood Damage Prevention, the borough's revised general ordinances to adopt flood hazard maps and create the position of floodplain administrator and to provide for severability and effective date. I'm going to open the floor for public comment at 7:20 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to?
Can we just discuss that one?
We did.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is what we're up. Mary had a question as far as the agenda, so now we're actually up to the ordinance. So.
All right.
Say something else, Mary?
There was one thing I noticed which seemed unusual. It was like on page 10, it said improvements, for example, replacement of windows, doors, cabinets, etc., must be evaluated by the floodplain administrator. So I don't know if I'm reading that wrong, but I read it several times and it seemed odd. Let's see, page 10, I think it is. I don't know if you want to just make a note of it and look at it later.
I think that means that if somebody's trying to get money, excuse me, My feeling is that somebody's trying to get money from the insurance company, from insurance companies, they can get, go to the state to get an evaluation. I don't know. Does that make sense? That's what I think.
Mayor, so what it means is if you're going to improve spaces that are previously unapproved or unimproved within your home, so like the installation of those kind of improvements, for example, I mean, it's not really applicable here because this is a riverine, non-really hazard municipality in general. I mean, we have to approve all this stuff to stay in the flood insurance program. But in general, there, I'm not aware of, I think, any houses in Roosevelt, except maybe one or two that are actually fall with structures in the flood hazard area. But so what it means is let's say you live in Union Beach or Belmar and you have, you have flood walls downstairs and you put a kitchen in downstairs. The floodplain administrator, when they go for your permits or your variance or whatever you need, usually permits, should be evaluating where you're installing improvements in relation to the flood levels. Here, it's not really going to be an issue on any habitable floor that you guys have probably in town, with some very narrow exceptions. But in like a town like Belmar, that really matters because if you build the house up 14 feet and then you put a kitchen downstairs, what difference does it make? So that's really what that's more targeted as. But I'm not, I don't want to say there's none, but I've seen the map and it's all across the farmland and the preserve land in general, the flood hazard areas.
Oh. So the flood hazard areas are across the farmland. You said
they're pretty much where you think they'd be. They're around the creek, the Aspen Creek,
right? Like where the wetlands are.
Yeah.
Yes, but even in 1937, they had pretty good maps. Compare, for example, Allentown, where a third of the town was built 300 years ago in the 500-year floodplain. This here is a lot different, built in 37 and forward. You guys are pretty well aware where it was going to flood when the houses were all built. So you guys are pretty much all out of the area.
And that's because we had Einstein in on the planning. So, all right. Any other questions or comments? I'm going to close the
7:23.
What time is it? 7:23. You need a calculator to figure out what time it is. At 7:23. Vote now.
Yes, motion to adopt or table on second reading.
I'll make a motion to adopt 2022-06, the flood damage prevention ordinance.
I'll second it.
Okay, Bob, that
would
second it. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Escobar?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Herbstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Ordinance 2022-06 has been adopted. Now we come to the first reading of Ordinance 2022-07, calendar year 2022 ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank NJSA 40A:4-45.14.
I'll make a motion to introduce 2022-07.
Second.
I think Lou was second.
Lou beat me. Yep.
Discussion. Okay. The public hearing will be held on July 18th, 2022 at 7 p.m. in the Borough of Roosevelt.
All right. I have to do a roll call.
Right.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes,
ma'am. Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Herbstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, this will be on the next agenda.
It will still be July 18th, 2022.
Okay.
All right, we come to the consent agenda resolutions. Resolution 22-71, payment of bills for July 5th. 2022, Resolution 22-72, Resolution authorizing Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, to survey, design, permit, bid, administer, and inspect a road replacement project on Tamara Drive, and Resolution 22-73, Resolution authorizing Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, to survey, design, permit, bid, administer, and inspect a water main replacement project on Tamara Drive.
Do we want to add the budget introduction? That's also a resolution.
That's going to be separate.
That requires two-thirds of all the...
Right, but that's under it's not under the consent agenda. It's separate.
Okay, I didn't see the most recent change there.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Or we just have a vote on consent agenda resolutions? Okay. Do I have a motion?
Do.
Second to adopt.
I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Herbstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, so the consent agenda 2271 through 2273 has been adopted.
Now we have resolution 22-74, introduction of the 2022 municipal.
Wait a minute. You got 27, oh, one, two, and three. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Introduction of the 2022 municipal budget.
So I'll make a motion to introduce the budget.
Second?
Yeah, I do.
Discussion among the council members?
This is just introduction, so generally we don't do much of a discussion, but, there were some changes. The Finance Committee met. I don't know whether you want to discuss those changes now or...
I think we'd rather wait till the next meeting when we actually have the second reading and public hearing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just did want to mention one thing, though. Because we need 28 days between introduction tonight and adoption and the public hearing, we're going to have to reschedule the August meeting to the 2nd from the 1st.
Right, I was going to bring that up at the end.
Yeah, but that's the reason that it's being rescheduled, since it's the budget. Well,
in case everyone isn't aware, we need to, instead of our meeting being August 1st, It's going to have to be August 2nd, Tuesday, August 2nd, so that there's a 28-day period between introduction and adoption. So, and we definitely need 2/3 majority. So it means we need a minimum of 4 council members to be at the August 2nd meeting. So hopefully that date will work out for all of you or most of you, mm-hmm. 4 of you. Okay.
And August 15th?
August 2nd. The day, in other words, normally...
I know, I understand.
Okay.
But what are you going to do with the August 15th meeting? You're going to cancel it?
Cancel it, yep. Yeah. So we get the last few weeks off, yeah.
Where are you going? Where are you flying to?
Flying nowhere. Flying down the parkway to Ocean City.
Okay.
All right, so I have a first and a second. I'm going to do a roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Herbstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes. And did I just hear that the next meeting is August 2nd?
Yes. So, I'm going to reiterate that. Yeah. So our next council meeting will be...
We're talking, but August 2nd is the next meeting.
August 2nd is our next council meeting. And at that meeting, we will have the second reading and hopefully adoption of the budget.
Okay.
And the public
No more in July. No more meetings.
Yes, July 18th is our next meeting. We need 28 days, Joe, between introduction of the budget and adoption.
Make sure that it's on the calendar.
We'll have July 18th meeting, August 2nd meeting, and then not until after Labor Day.
And I will be advertising the change in meeting date.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What did you say about the July what meeting? 18th.
There is a meeting. Yesterday.
Yeah, we have a meeting the third Monday in July, July 18th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then August 2nd instead of the 1st.
Okay.
Right, reports of committee chairs. Council Member Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety.
Nothing right now.
Council Member Essikoff, Administration.
We are still chugging along. Everything is fine.
Good. Council Member Hamilton, Finance.
Thanks to Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
We had a finance meeting with the CFO and the Finance Committee. And we looked at the budgets and made some tweaks and some minor adjustments. Just in general, everything looks pretty good. The utility budget is in great shape due to good management We've been generating a surplus there. And the general fund also looks good too. So we don't anticipate any major increases or anything like that with the budget. And you should have as part of your packet the most recent transmission of the budget worksheets, which will show you some of the areas where we tweaked it a little bit and took some off of some lines and added some to some other lines. I guess the most notable ones is we're looking at purchasing Office 365, and that's generally to protect our email accounts from hacking. We've had hacks, and if you guys in the public have received something that says we're really busy at meetings, could you buy some gift cards and send it to somebody in some other third world country? Please don't do that. We're not that busy. And it is a problem because it comes from they've hacked in, and it comes from our email account. So it looks like it's coming from us as individuals. So Office 365 is a nice package. It'll protect all of our email accounts from hacking. It costs around $1,656 a year, which I think is a good investment. Anybody who's been hacked or had problems with computers, and I think probably we all have with email hacking and that kind of thing, realizes that this is something that you just have to do these days. You have to get, you have to protect your electronic devices from hacking. Fire services is going up. That's just, it's contract based. It's going to the equalized value of our homes, just as it is in Millstone. So we had to account for that. Engineering, we added about 8,000 to the engineering line just in case we need it. We've been applying for more grants. And when you ask the engineers to apply for a grant, it takes a lot of work on their part to put down the specs and do all the engineering for a grant proposal, and it's been costing us a little bit of money. We've been aggressive with that, but we think it's worth it in the end because
we've been getting a lot of money.
A lot of grants.
We were very successful.
We added some money to the Environmental Commission lines. The Environmental Commission is doing a great job. They're doing more. And sometimes Environmental Commission will apply for a grant and hope to get it. And if they get it, the grant will pay for a project. And by adding some money to the Environmental Commission line, if they don't get some of the grants, there'll still be money to do a project if it's really a worthwhile project. So I just want to compliment the Environmental Commission. I'm honored. I'm the liaison between the Environmental Commission and the council, and they continue to do a great job. And I think you want to allow a little more room there in that budget. Tax collection is at 99%, which is great considering we're in a pandemic. And, you know, some people are really hurting, but we do collect 99% of the taxes that are billed and that people owe. And that's great. So people are paying their bills, which is a great thing. We upped animal control because we've had some situations. And if you've been tuning into our meetings, you know that. And so we're looking possibly if we can to add some more animal control services to our existing.
We're talking to ASPCA.
Well, I can report on that in a few minutes.
Yeah, and then there were some salary cost of living increases we gave our staff because they're doing a great job. Code enforcement, we increased that line by another $1,000 because sometime we may be able to find the part-time.
I think we have some leads. We have some leads now.
Okay, great. So we're actually, trying to do a little more, protect our emails and that kind of thing. And so we tweaked the budget accordingly. And again, it's on the agenda for adoption and public hearing on August 2nd, which is a Tuesday.
Well, I'd like to make one thing very clear. I think there's been some confusion. So no matter how good, which I don't know if you have phrased this, The water sewer budget is in good shape. Municipal budget is in good shape. However, they are two separate funds. So no matter how well the water sewer budget is doing, none of the money from that folds into the general budget. Like, there are two separate funds. One has nothing to do with each other. So the general fund, the municipal budget, does not benefit in any way from the utility budget being in good shape. So I know there was some confusion about that. I wanted to make it very clear that there's two separate budgets and they don't sort of spill over into each other at all.
It's his and hers.
Pardon me?
His and hers.
Yeah, exactly. It's blurred. I don't know so much anymore, but they are very separate and there is no sort of melding of the two. They're always separate. And, well, you know, so let's finish with the committee reports, and then I will have a couple other announcements I can make. Thank you, Mike.
Sure.
So, Councilmember Hurstrom, Community Development Code Enforcement?
Nothing to report.
Councilmember Moffitt, Public Works?
Nothing tonight.
And Councilmember Trammell, Utilities?
Everything is working. No report tonight.
Great. Thank you, everyone.
Public Works, but I might suggest we were having problems with water in the garage, and we've had a lot of rain, some really strong rainstorms, and it seems that we do get a little bit of moisture in there, but it's nothing like it used to be. So I think what we did around the buildings, the landscaping and other things, must have worked to some extent. Oh, and I personally am very happy about that. I don't want to see that building go down.
Yeah, we also used to get a lot of flooding behind Borough Hall,
right,
too, in some of the low-lying areas, and that's pretty much dissipated, too.
Yeah, Anna said it's like day and night. You don't see any flooding at all there in the backyard.
Good. It's good to hear. Okay. I'll make this announcement. Millstone Fire and Emergency Services are now 24 hours. So before, if you called 911 at night, you would, you know, they got here very quickly, but nonetheless, it was volunteers and they were not at the station house. They would get over there and get suited up and then come here. But now it's manned at the station house 24 hours a day. So that's nothing but a benefit to Millstone. Mm, and to Rosa.
Absolutely.
Bless you. Since they're so close. And I'll speak for a minute about animal control. So a lot of conversations last week because I think it's, you know, a dire situation. No, I did speak to Ross Lepreci, I think, Lepreci, something like that. He's the director of the Monmouth County SPCA. So we cannot join them because we're much too far west. They don't come anywhere nearly this far west into Monmouth County. However, he was a lovely man, and he told me, in an emergency, if we had an emergency situation, they would definitely come out. But we can't officially join them because they just can't come this far. So he put me in touch with Susan Cohen. Susan Cohen is the mayor of Manalapan, and she's also the director or in charge of Western Monmouth Animal Control. I had many conversations with her. We were supposed to have a meeting, but they had to cancel it, and she knew that this week wouldn't be good, so we'll probably meet next week. She understands our plight. She knows that we need someone. However, they are seriously in need of manpower. So she's setting up a meeting with, you know, they don't have council people in Manalapan, they're committee people. So she's setting up a meeting with herself and a committee person and Mike and me to try to see if there's a way that we can, you know, have some kind of agreement with them where they come out. But I do feel better that if they can't, based on the fact that they don't have the manpower, that Monmouth County said they will always come in an emergency. Hopefully it will work out with Western Monmouth, because even if the SPCA comes out in an emergency, we need to know we have something, something definite, that we can rely on. We need to belong to a real animal control. So if it does not, or, you know, an animal control agency. So if it doesn't work out with Manalapan, then I'll start investigating all the surrounding towns, Allentown, Upper Freehold, East Windsor, see who, because we have
Monroe.
We have so few problems here. However, we do have a few. And these few problems are persistent. There's not a week that goes by that there's not, you know, not an issue, not a time that
it's true issue.
Yeah. And also there's some other minor issues with animal control also. So we need to join an animal control agency. We need to be part of. So hopefully Western Monmouth will work out. And if not, then we'll just start exploring all the other towns and see who we can hire, who we can join, because we need to shore this up. We can't, it's become a real problem. I did find out, who did I talk to today? I spoke to our own animal control officer, and he was telling me, and I'm sure Greg can attest to this, that things have really loosened up instead of tightened up in the animal control world. Years ago, if a dog attacked or caused, you know, persistent problems with a certain dog or family, they would just quarantine the dog and either put it down or rehome it. But now the laws have really loosened up as far as dog ownership and getting your dog back, even after it's committed some pretty horrendous acts. And I know this for a fact. I think I told everyone I was attacked by a dog in 08 in Roosevelt, and the dog was not put down. The judge said that they didn't have authority for Mercer County because the woman who owned the dog lived in Trenton. And so they said they had no authority. But today, animal control officer told me that the things have really loosened up. They're very reluctant to take people's dogs away. So, you know, we have to do the best we can with at least being part of an agency that has some teeth and has some clout.
I think one of the reasons, the reluctance, is that they not only don't have the facilities anymore.
And Popcorn Park won't take most of our dogs anymore, if only because it's the same couple dogs going there all the time. And so they've refused to take them back.
But they do have his dogs.
Yeah. So right now, as of today, they are there.
I understand that tonight they said it was a nice hotel.
And there is a court hearing soon. So hopefully for the residents of Roosevelt, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But so that's the animal control situation right now. But Monmouth County SPCA did say in an emergency, our dogs can be brought there, problem dogs. Okay. Anyone have any questions about what I just talked about? Okay, do we have reports of borough officials? Is there anything from Mike and Mike?
And nothing, but just we had, as we know, we had a successful 4th of July, and we had the dedication of the trail entrance thing, Peggy giving a nice little speech for the occasion. And so that was the map
that's
is up
lovely.
There.
That is a lovely kiosk, which I did want to mention that Dave Teich built it.
Yes,
if you right. haven't had a chance to see it, it's sort of behind the head, but far, you know, you have to walk out near the street and then you'll see sort of the pathway to the beginning of the trail and the kiosk. And it's really lovely.
They did a great job on that.
Yeah, I did.
Name of that trail.
It's great.
Their name of the trail?
Roosevelt Woodland Trail.
Oh, that's the, okay.
But I did mean, when I was thanking everyone for the 4th of July picnic, I also did mean to mention Dave Teich, who just did a wonderful job on the kiosk.
Yep, that's great work.
And the plans for the future of the kiosk were really interesting. We're going to put some, like, it'll be very sort of interconnected. Like, there's going to be netting or something where people who collect things while they're walking on the trail, little leaves or twigs or little flowers, can insert them into the little spaces, which will be on the kind of bulletin board. Okay. Mike Hamilton, did you have anything?
No, I think that there's not much going on with the Environmental Commission. I'm not sure we had a meeting, did we, since the last council meeting, Michael?
Yeah, we had the regular third Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, there isn't anything really of note to report on.
Nothing that important.
Okay. All right, unfinished business, liquor license fee. So the last that we discussed it, it was our most recent ordinance has $150,000 starting bid.
No, that's incorrect. The ordinance doesn't state that.
Oh.
It's up to you guys to decide on the minimum bid.
Well, I guess the last time we did it,
right, the council discussed, and it was $150,000,
right. Okay. So did everyone give it some thought? Does that seem like a reasonable amount to...
How much was that?
Pardon me, Lou?
What was that number?
$150,000.
$150,000?
And that's a minimum bid price, correct?
That's right. Would be a minimum bid.
Right.
Everything has to go out to bid. Greg has all the documents. He can discuss the procedures.
Okay. Just for everyone's information, that was on Resolution 17-67 for the meeting date of 5/8/16. Where the council decided that it was $150,000.
Yeah, I was on the council then, and
you three were.
Yeah. And I don't know.
How does that compare with other communities around us?
Well, I think it's kind of low, but then again, we don't have the foot traffic or population. But, you know, Greg can speak to that better than I can.
No, that's only for selling liquor.
It's not consumption. It's strictly
not consumption.
Yeah.
And it's selling by the bottle or by the container or whatever. No, I'm serious.
Plenary retail.
It's a liquor store.
It's whatever. You buy a bottle of wine, a bottle of beer, a can of beer, or whatever. Whatever liquor is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So do you all feel that that's a reasonable amount as the starting bid?
I think
75,000 would be a little more appropriate. Like 50,000 is what it originally went for, and since it was 50 before this 150,000, that would be 50 plus cost of living. I think 75 would make it a little easier, and it would be nice to get the store.
Store opening is another story, but we have much more traffic than we've ever had. We've got Adventure Crossing opening more and more every day. You know, different parts of it are open. We have massive traffic, and we have at least two people who are interested in the bid, you know, in bidding for the license. So, you know, I think 75 is low, personally. Whether we want to change it, you know, think about 100,000, but I think that 75. Greg, do you want to weigh in on this? Do you know what most other towns charge?
I mean, it's a very localized market, so it's hard to say. There's not really a comparable, but I mean, you know, 100. I mean, you can't hurt to put it out for more, and then you don't get anything. You always put it out again. I guess my point. But if you put it out for too little, then you'll never really know.
You're stuck, right? That's why I personally think we should keep it at 150 and see if we get bids, because we could certainly use the money. The revenue would be wonderful.
So we put out an order.
Yeah, it's a one time, but it's, you know, it's quite a chunk. And since there is interest in it from more than one person, I think it would behoove us to try to, without, you know, without being exorbitant or ripping anyone off, to try to get as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Do you want to wait for the next
vote on
that? Well, Greg would have to do a resolution for the next meeting once you council decides on a minimum bid.
Well, we have the resolution 1767. Could we just leave that one up and
amend it
and charge? Right.
That's a great question.
Yeah, I mean it's already from 2016.
Yeah, 6 years ago.
I'm sorry, Greg. What did you say?
I think we should reauthorize it for a current bid.
Yeah,
that's 6 years old. That
and it's a different council, so.
And a different. Well, I'm gonna poll all of you. Lou, how do you feel about $150,000 for an opening bid?
I have no objection.
Okay. Bob Atwood.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, 150. I think it's a good place to start.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Steve?
I think it's probably an okay place to start because we can move it back, but it kind of depends on what's going to be there. If it's going to be a liquor store,
no, it's
150 is probably low. If it's going to be a guy selling six packs out of the deli like it was before, then it's probably too high.
Well, and again, it depends, like, who wants to bid, how they bid, whoever's bidding. But, well, Bob, you say a deli, but until we see the deli open.
Right, no, I understand. So.
It could be a liquor store.
Yeah.
If that's, yeah, because this is a retail distribution license that you're talking about.
Hey, Connie.
That's what it is.
What do you think, Connie?
No less than 100 and 150 is okay with me.
Mike?
Initially, I was thinking like Joe, that if you put it too high, you just won't get. I mean, there's not a lot of demand, I think, for it. But from the fact that you can't, that you can, adjust it if there's no bidding at 150, I'm fine with leaving it just the way it is at 150.
Okay. And Joe, does your 75 still stand?
Well, if we can lower it, if it doesn't go through, give it a couple of months, I guess.
Control.
Yep, we have time. So we could start at 150 and see where it goes.
Okay. Greg, can you have the resolution for July 18th?
Sure, I can put that together, no problem.
Thank you.
Okay,
on to new business. Robin Middleman has requested a waiver from the size of the headstone that she would like to put at the cemetery for her husband. Per borough code 16-9, what she would like exceeds the guidelines in the ordinance.
So I sent that to you twice and again tonight. If you have any.
I spoke with Doug Sutton, who did explain to Robin in a few few different conversations they had that this was exceeding the guidelines. And that's, she didn't want to alter her design anymore. So that's why she was asking for a waiver. But we do have this ordinance in place, and it is followed by everyone who has a headstone at the cemetery.
How much is it from what we have on the books?
What is that?
Size-wise, how much is she, how different is it than the existing maximum?
It doesn't look like a lot.
The maximum size, correct?
I've discussed this so many times, I should know it by heart. I think
You did send pictures and.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a few inches and everything. Yeah. I'm not sure. Because she had to, in the beginning, it was far, far exceeded the ordinance and the guidelines, like far. But she went back and changed it a couple of times, but she's still exceeding.
Yeah. So from what I remember looking at the pictures that you sent, it, I don't think it was anything more. I think it was under a foot in all directions.
Concern just because.
Right, I'm setting precedent.
I don't want a free for all at the cemetery if everyone starts ignoring, or she's not ignoring because she's asking permission, but you know, going.
Does she have it built already?
No, I don't believe so. It's in the design stage.
And she won't. She doesn't really want to cut it down to size.
No, she doesn't.
You know, I would. My feeling is, and believe it or not, I have, well, my whole family is practically up there. Anyway, you're going to set a precedent, and that could be very dangerous. You know, you said it was okay for her. Hers was 3 inches different. Mine is only 5 inches different, and that's 2 inches more. And then it becomes a creeping situation. As much as I sympathize with her feelings and whatever, my feeling is that we shouldn't move on it.
That's what I'm concerned about. Like, then everyone just sort of.
Well, that's what's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're setting a precedent. Precedence is law.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of cookie cutter where everything has to be identical, everything. I think that we have a lot of creativity at our cemetery. I don't think it looks much like many other cemeteries, all parts of it. And I think it's beautiful. I think our cemetery is absolutely a wonderful place to be proud of. But I am worried about, concerned about.
It's like
treating it with each person. And then it becomes unruly. As you know, we've had many problems in the past because it had become very chaotic up there. And, you know, where we didn't know where bodies were, and there were, unfortunately, graves with no markers. There still are a couple. So yeah. I'm still, you know, I still want to encourage creativity and free spirit. This is Roosevelt. I just think that I don't want with each new person and then say, well, they let, you know, you let this one.
Well, that's precedent.
He's like 3 inches. What's the difference if mine's only 6 inches? So that was my concern.
I will vote against it. I'm sorry.
Could we go back on that and take a good look at what she said? Because I was under the impression that she already built it.
That's what
she
I
did
thought.
It herself. And it would not be easy to
undo
if you took a look at what's there. I think we should look at that.
I thought it was already finished.
And there are others that are larger up there. It's maybe from a certain date on, but certainly there are older ones that are a lot larger.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that we should at least consider that. Whoever wants to look it up and, you know, say here's exactly the dimensions that are here and how far is it exceeding. I think we should have that information in front of us before we.
Well, it is. I sent it to you.
It's in your packet.
No, it wasn't in the packet, but I sent it twice and in the email, and she's got a sketch.
I'm looking at the email now, and I think traditionally it's been 24 wide and 19 deep. She wants 30 wide by 18 deep is pretty much what I'm seeing here. But I'd have to read it a few times to. I don't think that, you know, would that.
Table this until next meeting so that everybody can take it, you know, have a chance to look at it and make a decision.
I think so.
I'll
move.
Is it on the agenda for a motion, or can we just put it on the agenda for the next meeting?
I think we can just put it on the agenda for next time. Not an ordinance or resolution or anything.
But you're going to, you know, I have to send her for, you know, I would say a resolution would need to be adopted regarding your decision. Greg, what do you think?
I think you, I mean, those, clearly the governing body isn't ready to make a decision at this moment. It's clearly very important to the resident. I think we should just tell her that we'll make it next time and figure it out.
She's not actually a resident anymore. She's moved away, but this is for her husband.
She what?
I think she's not actually a resident anymore. She moved away, but this is for her husband.
I'm looking at the pictures of it now. It's an irregular size base. It really looks like a tree trunk.
Yeah, so that's what
it's
supposed to.
That's why I would
table this until the July 18th meeting, and then everybody can study the drawings, and we can make a decision that night.
I think so. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to open the floor to public comment at 8:02 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak about anything or any questions? Michael?
Yeah. On the cemetery issue, right, what are the dimensions that Robin is asking for? And how are they different from what the ordinance says?
She's requesting a variance of 20 inches for the width.
I'm sorry,
the
what?
Headstone, she's requesting a variance of 19 inches for the base and the headstone.
And how many, 19 inches more than is
no,
now?
No, I think it's supposed to be 16, I believe. Don't.
18.
No, I think it's supposed to be 16, and she's asking.
Are we talking more than the existing limits?
Yes.
18 inches? More?
No. A few inches more, not
18. No, not 18 more, Mike. I believe that the
overall
16 and she wants 19, and the other way she wants 20, and I'm not sure what it's supposed to be. Just look through the emails, and then we can talk about this next time.
Okay.
And there are photos. I think it's already cast.
Why'd she cast before she got permission?
Yeah.
Just point out that there is precedent for saying that a monument that was regarded as a work of art was given special preference, particularly the Sean
both
monuments.
Of them. Yeah.
That was in 1969.
Both his daughters.
Right.
So, yeah. And I remember asking Izzy Sackowitz about that. I said, how is that ever permitted, given that it clearly violates the ordinance in multiple ways? Among other things, the material that it's marble rather than.
The ordinance was passed in like 16.
Right. And this.
A revision.
Their memorials are from 1969 and earlier. So.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that they just basically look regarded as a separate category as a work of art. So maybe the way this has been described, one might view it as a work of art.
I don't think that's fair because then who decides what's a work of art and what is it?
The fact of the matter is, and let me tell you something, my sense of history, that they didn't ask anybody anything. They just put it up. It was as simple as that.
I'm sorry, what?
They didn't ask anybody for permission.
They just did it. I said.
They just did it.
That was
nobody said a word because it was Ben Shahn.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It was Moshe Zuchner, let me tell you something. That wouldn't have flown.
Right. This revision happened in 2016. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. It is my understanding that her husband contributed a lot to the town.
Correct.
And you probably know better than I do how many things. And there may be a consideration, there. The reason she's not in town is because she can't live there here because he's not here.
Well, mm-hmm. I kind of disagree, Connie, only because this town survives and exists and subsists on volunteerism. There are so many people who volunteer endlessly, give all their time for this town. And we generally don't try to single them out and give them like an honor or an award. I mean, going back for forever, there's just people who tirelessly volunteer. Her husband wrote a column for the Borough Bulletin that I just loved because I'm a weather nut, and he wrote a weather column. But there's just, so many people in this town who volunteer all their time and effort. And I mean, just tonight, the picnic and Dave Teich building it, and all of us. So to narrow it down to say that he contributed a lot, I don't think that's fair, because there are just multitudes of people in this town who've contributed, who lived here longer, contributed for a longer amount of time. So I don't think we should base it on that or on art, because art is subjective.
We are in public comment, so just
Okay. So is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
Hello?
Celeste?
Oh, yes. Okay. I didn't know. Are you talking in general or specifically to what everything that you were just talking about?
At this point in the meeting, you can bring up, first we need your name and address, and then you can bring up anything you'd like.
Oh, okay. Celeste Zimmerman, 14 North Valley Road. And I sent an email to Kathleen, the borough clerk, about trying to organize a townwide yard sale.
Yes, you did.
And he said it was going to be added to today's agenda.
Yes, you did. And I'm very sorry. We forgot to put it on the agenda. So how about if we finish the public portion and then we go back to that, okay? Since we're in the public portion, and then I promise. And I'm very sorry. Kathleen and I talked about it, and it was definitely supposed to be on the agenda for discussion, and then
I did send it out for the council.
Yeah, so we forgot to put it on for tonight. But we can definitely discuss it. Let's just finish the public portion. Okay? Is that all right?
Okay.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay. I'm really sorry. Anyone else?
No problem.
Anyone else from the public have anything they'd like to say, ask, talk about?
You know, I just had one more comment. Celeste Zimmerman, 14 North Valley Road. Is there a conversation about doing road work on my road, 14 North Valley Road, as far as putting in any new piping regarding the water?
It's coming up. That would be coming
up. It's coming up. It's not imminent. It's not right now, but we're applying for grants and making applications. So eventually your road, I believe, is the next one scheduled to have
the application is going in for 2023.
Right,
so
but it's the next one
years
on our schedule. Right. But
2025.
The early
about 2 years away.
Yeah.
Right.
Approximately.
Okay.
Anyone else in the public would like to say anything? All right. I'm going to close the public portion at 8:10 p.m. So I'm very, very sorry to.
Your mathematics is getting better and better.
She would like to, do you want to speak about it, or would you, Celeste, why don't you take the floor and tell the council what you would like to do?
Okay. Well, I think it's rather simple. My mother has done it in Hamilton, and she's in a 55 and older community. What she does typically, she would advertise a townwide yard sale in some of the local newspapers. Sometime in September, mid to late September, and whoever wants to participates. You don't have to, obviously. And, I was thinking maybe from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. And, that's pretty much.
Now, you're not talking about closing off any streets, right? Just letting everyone put their things on the lawn?
Correct. Yeah.
On North Valley Road, correct?
No, she wants townwide. everyone can do it.
I know, but where? What location?
On anybody's lawn.
Roosevelt.
Oh, everybody. Okay, not at one location, but everybody could do their own. Yeah.
We actually did this in the 70s and 80s quite often. Years and years ago, it was sponsored by the PTA. And then some later ones, I'm not sure who sponsored it, but we have done this in the past. So what would you be asking? We're just that everyone can do it that day and we put signs out.
Right. I was wondering if, I don't know if Kathleen or whomever could help me put maybe something either on the website, but I would put, flyers on the bulletin at the post office saying this is the date, 9 to 12. Whoever wants to participate, please feel free to put your things out on your front lawn or wherever. Well, it should be your front lawn, really. But anyway, and then where I could just, put flyers around town, similar to how they advertise the Halloween thing that we do on North Valley, something like that.
We did it. We used to do it a week or 2 weeks before.
Big trash day.
Right. And there was a lot of trash left over on the street.
Yeah, whatever you couldn't sell, you just tossed the next week.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Are you talking a two-day kind of sale, Celeste?
A Saturday in September and Sunday maybe being a rain date. Just and once a day.
9 to 2?
9 to 2.
Now there is no, permit application or anything like that on the ordinances. So I'm not sure.
Well, years ago, we just decided to have one. It was nothing official. It just happened.
There was no money transacted between.
No, none. Doesn't take any money.
It's not like renting a table somewhere.
I do have a little concern about traffic along Rochdale for Great Adventure and all of that. September's a great time to go there for families and all that. And we do have a little bit of a morning rush sometimes. So maybe if we had some traffic calming for that too, that might be good because people might be stopping, not knowing which way they want to turn. And it could be a problematic thing for people driving.
It is after Labor Day, so that would be helpful.
Yeah.
But we do get a lot of, I guess it's early morning traffic through here when they cut through to go to a Great Adventure. So I just, something to make sure that people are safe if they are putting on the brakes and not knowing whether they should make a turn down Homestead or Pine or,
Well, we get that all the time anyway with the Great Adventure and Adventure Crossing traffic.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot more people though, I think. So I just want everybody to listen.
I would think that the majority of people will be Roosevelt people looking at each other's stuff. That's how it usually is. We definitely get out-of-towners, but it's generally everybody from town.
You'd be surprised. A lot of people are shopping this way now to try to cut costs. They're not buying things in the stores. They're going out to yard sales and estate sales and buying things.
Michael, if you think there are going to be a lot of accidents, I'll start a body and fender shop.
What was that, Lou?
I said, if he thinks there's going to be a lot of accidents, car accidents, I'll start his body and fender shop somewhere. Close by. That'll do the trick.
I would just put some cones up and some, something up that tells people to be careful.
We can turn on the flashing lights.
Yeah, that kind of thing. That's all. I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great people. When we used to do it, everyone enjoyed it. Everyone loved it. You got rid of some stuff. We did it fairly frequently, and then it just didn't happen again.
Yeah. Should we avoid any road construction on School Lane or Farm Lane if they're scheduled for that time? I have no idea when that's going to happen.
I think we're clear for construction.
I'm sorry.
I think we're good. I think we're good. The one school and farm get done. I don't think we have anything until next year.
No paving that needs to be done?
Well, once that paving is done, I think we're good until next year to start again with another project.
When is the paving? Do we know?
I'm not sure.
We don't know exactly.
It is probably the busiest time of the year for pavers. It's a great time to pave, you know.
They were holding off on the paving until the school got out, so it should be
worked out.
Right. The school will be in session again. Right. Good point, Joe. Yeah.
Exactly. So. Yeah. They really stopped it for the school, and now they put the water in last week, and they should be paving. I'd say any day now. I have not asked them, so I'm not positive.
Yeah, but you are correct. They wanted to wait for the school to
stop for the summer.
Yeah. Connie, when you're locked into your house for the next 3 days, you'll find out.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay, yeah. So do a straw poll? All in favor of a townwide sale?
Aye.
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 Aye. Is there anyone else? Okay, Celeste, I would say go ahead and make the arrangements, whatever you need to do,
but make sure. Yeah? Okay. Greg, any objection on your end?
No, that's perfectly fine. Majority vote's fine. That'll do it.
I just want to make sure this is not a municipal sale. We're not involved in any way.
No, as a matter of fact, Celeste, could you refrain from saying, like, Roosevelt Town Sale? If you want to say town sale in Roosevelt, but I don't want it to seem like it's sponsored or sanctioned by the town.
Right.
Okay, so if you could just say like townwide sale in the town of Roosevelt. We have that problem with the camp this year, the adventure camp, because we had asked the people running the camp to refrain from calling it the Roosevelt Adventure Camp, because that lends itself to the idea that it is town sponsored or sanctioned, and it's not. So if you could just say townwide sale in the town of Roosevelt, that would be preferable.
Okay, that's no problem. I can, you know, as I get along, again, now I don't know when the next big trash day is going to be. So if it would be better to coordinate it with the big trash day, then I need to know that date, you know. Otherwise, I'm looking at like...
Celeste, I can tell you now it's going to be in October.
Yeah, I was just going to say October. We don't know a date yet, but October.
Well, do you know how soon? I mean, because I don't really have to put this in the paper, I don't know, until like, what, a couple weeks before
August,
it's going to...
September. Yeah.
That's what I could do. Maybe I could just do it later in September in preparation that the big trash day is going to be in October?
Sure.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. I don't know. Michael Hamilton's making me a little nervous with talking about car accidents, and I don't want any responsibility for things that I cannot control.
No, you don't have any responsibility for it. I'm just concerned about pedestrian traffic, and you know, it's just, it'll add a little more traffic. I just want to make sure everybody's safe.
I don't know how, but I'm supposed to ensure that.
You're not. I think the council could, the borough could put up some cones with some slow down kind of things, saying townwide yard sale here today.
Yeah, having the flashing lights and.
Yeah, that's all.
We can always explore the crossing guards if they'd be interested in working that day.
I think it's a great idea, Celeste. I just don't want to see anybody get into an accident or anything.
He was concerned about people who drive like he does.
Yeah, exactly. Putting on the brakes all the time, you know?
That's right.
There's a yard sale. Put on the brakes, yeah.
You know, he puts on the brakes, somebody hits him in the rear, he sits there, the cop opens the door and he falls out.
Okay, so yeah, that's fine. It's fine, Celeste. Go right ahead.
Yeah. And
okay, thank you very much.
Do more in September.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody's going to read it
on vacation at all. Okay, counselor, do we have a need for a closed session?
Not this evening, Mayor.
Okay. I want to remind everyone our next meeting is July 18th.
When?
I have a motion to adjourn.
Peggy?
What?
Yes,
Peggy?
Yes.
I have just a small brief new thing. Jeb Sean would like to donate a bust of Roosevelt that Johnny had made to put in the Borough Hall, but only with a stipulation that the plaster one that's there now be removed. So I don't know who made the plaster one and where it came from, but I personally would rather have one that Johnny made there.
I agree.
So she's willing to donate it and have it, you know, however we place it, she's fine with. But she didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, whoever made the plaster one. But I didn't know who made it or how it got there.
I will.
Where?
We'll figure out where to put it out of here.
In the Borough Hall. Right now, there's a small plaster bust of Roosevelt in the
Borough Hall. Near the piano.
I don't know. It's on the piano sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Okay. That's wonderful news.
When is our next meeting?
July 18th. No, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Donate bus from
Jeb Sean.
Jeb Sean.
And what meeting is canceled?
August.
It's not canceled. It's going to be changed from August 1st to August 2nd.
Oh, no, but then the 15th is canceled.
Okay. Right. The 15th is canceled.
I'm concerned about the budget.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Do I have a second?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. See, I didn't hear Connie. Did she aye?
Aye.
Okay, see you all on the 18th. Have a nice couple of weeks
and
of July.
We're out at 8:23 p.m.
Right.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
Gracie.
Yep.